Welcome to Buying Florida with Didier. Whether you're looking to move, invest, start a business, or expand, Didier will share with you everything you need to know. Tune in, learn, and improve with Didier and DDA Mortgage. Now here's your host, Didier.
Didier Buying Florida. I'm Didier with Didier Mortgage. We're going to talk about mortgage rates. We always got to touch base of what's happening and where we're at. And let's go over what I see going on. Rates are going up. Why is that? Well, I think maybe the government printing $1 trillion every 100 days is could be a factor. So the printing press is on. So you're doing $1 trillion every 100 days. That could be inflationary. And plus all the other things, as you see, food and everything else going on, and gas and the things that are going on globally, with the various countries and potentials of war. So I think those things are really putting a problem. So what do I see? Well, I do think there'll be an event that happens, and I don't know what it is, but it'll be something like March 2020. Because if the government is printing that kind of money every 100 days, that is definitely inflationary. Did you know that the government's printing or having to pay $1.1 trillion on interest today, right now? Do you know by the end of this year, it jumps to $1.6 trillion? Well, you get to end of next year, they're projecting that we'll be paying $3 trillion. Well, how much do we bring in? And can you really make the payments? So you got to really think about it logically, right? You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure this one out. If you cut the rates down for them to zero, that means your $3 trillion could be down to, what, $1.5 trillion in interest expense? You can print more money. And that's what they'll do, print another $10 or $20 trillion. It's part of the end game, but you got to keep the cycle going until it bucks. So I do think that you'll have the opportunity to definitely refinance at some point. The probability is great. And so right now we're just seeing an increase. And then you go, you know, and I've always been an advocate saying, well, you know, prices are going to go down on homes, but I don't know about that either. And the reason I say that is because the inventory is light, but let's say, you know, we know people are losing their jobs. You can't read what's on the news. That's all BS. So we know that big jobs are losing. We know government jobs are being added, part-time jobs and illegals are adding. But I think for us, jobs are being lost and taken away. So do I think there'll be a lot of foreclosures? The answer is yes. But then again, I thought, whoa, then prices will definitely come down. But the flip of that coin is you have these hedge fund companies that have the relationships with the banks that'll scoop them all up. If they're buying 33% or whatever percentage of the homes right now, single family, well, that just tells me it's going to go. So, you know, do you buy a house now with the rates being high? As long as it's not an uncomfortable payment. You don't want to live for a mortgage payment. I've done it, and you don't want to do it. You want to be able to live your life and have everything else. So if it's at a threshold where it's manageable but not out of control, then I think it's okay to go because you'll have the probability of refinancing down the road. And then you got to remember the property taxes. You're buying the house at a higher value. You know those taxes are going to jump up. So then when you come to next year or later this year or whenever, you'll be able to refinance and have a great drop in your payments, but then you have the property taxes go up, but your net effect should still be a drop of so many hundreds of dollars each month, which is still going to be much favorable than what you have now at today's rate. And also for all those that are in their payments that are on right now at the higher rates, you'll have the opportunity. And then for those that have the low rates and the twos and threes and things like that, I'm never going to let that one go. Well, you may, to consolidate the credit card debt, the student loan debt, car loans, installment loans. You might buckle it all up, maybe a tad bit higher, maybe be the same. But you'll want to refinance and get everything, the house in order for what's to come with this inflationary thing that's going on. So I hope this has been informative. Rates are on the rise for the time being. There'll be a pivot, there'll be an event, and there'll be an opportunity. So when the opportunity comes, refinance and get everything down in terms of your payments as we go through these higher costs that we're experiencing in every aspect of our purchasing power. So thank you for tuning in. Until next week, Didier, Buying Florida, Didier with Didier Mortgage.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Buying Florida with your host, Didier. For more information and to apply for a loan, please visit ddamortgage.com. That's ddamortgage.com. Or click on the link in the show notes. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to like, share, and subscribe. Have a great day.